Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. What a wonderful Memorial Day.
Yes, absolutely wonderful. You know, this weekend, former President Bush W. Had an awesome mountain bike run. And I think about that. I think, wow, that's pretty amazing. He had this 100K Wounded Warrior mountain bike run. Ride.
He ran alongside
ride.
Ran alongside the,
it's a little tricky, does here. But he invited 15 of them out to the ranch, Crawford Ranch. And so cool. He loves just spending time with them and just, you know, responding and being there for these men and women that have been there for our country. And it's pretty amazing. He says that Abraham Lincoln, which I didn't know this, really encouraged the country to really get behind the brave men and women who wore the uniform. And there's a quote for him. It says, "Care for him who shall have borne the battle. Care for him." And a month before his assassination, Lincoln actually signed the new law creating a national home for disabled volunteers and soldiers. And I thought that's just absolutely awesome. And so here you have the, you know, former President Bush doesn't have to do this, right? But he's inviting these brave men and women to come on out.
Right.
And so we have a little segment that the news is just reporting on this event and just kind of talking a little bit about the men and women that came on out and how they felt about it.
It's a really special honor this Memorial Day weekend. The men and women who fight for our nation's freedom and President George W. Bush once again welcoming a group of veterans that were wounded in the war on terror to his ranch in Texas, all participating in the Wounded Warrior mountain bike ride he holds every single year. And Fox News medical aid teamer Dr. Mark Siegel puts on his bike pants. He's live from Crawford, Texas. How was the ride, doctor? How are the riders holding up?
Jamie, this is the first year that the ride is here at the ranch, and it gives it a very personal quality. And I can tell you, they've wrapped for the day, but this was by far the hardest and longest ride. President Bush personally chose top 15 warriors for this, but he's actually reaching out to all warriors and all veterans across the country on Memorial Day.
During my presidency and in the post-presidency, I've tried to let the families of our troops and the troops know how much I admire them and respect them. One way to send that signal is to invite them here to, our ranch and ride mountain bikes with them. And so we've got a handful of wounded vets with us here, but it's really a signal to all the vets that Laura and I love them and respect them.
Jamie, actually, President Bush at a dinner last night said that these veterans are not showing any pity. And I interviewed one of the veterans who had lost his leg, who does not even consider himself disabled. He just gets back to work, back to life. He uses the hand that he's dealt, as President Bush said. Jamie?
Literally. Well, what does it mean then for the veterans to ride? Because he's not only the former president, he's their former commander-in-chief.
That's a great point, Jamie. And the veterans actually, he's like one of them, that he's very approachable to them. He invites them to his home. He's having meals with them. He's joking with them, talking with them. He inspires them on a personal basis, on a personal level, like no other president has before. But the vets are also inspiring each other. They're working together, and they're a team. Let's watch.
It's always nice to be able to talk to people that are kind of going through the same thing you are, and the same, you know, time frame, and looking for answers for, you know, what ails us, essentially. And so there's that kind of bond. Plus, you know, all being combat vets is another bond. It doesn't matter branch of service or wherever you're in, you're all brothers in arms.
Jamie, imagine what it feels like on Memorial Day weekend to be honoring those that didn't survive and thinking, you're one of the ones who was lucky enough to survive, but get back on that bike, ride up that hill, go off into the rest of your life. It is such an inspiring experience.
Exactly. Jamie? I was going to say, so inspiring. We can't wait to hear more when we see you back here Sunday for Sunday House Call. Dr. Mark Siegel, who rode that ride, thank you so much. Great story, right, Greg?
That's fantastic, isn't it? The former president doing that.
That's amazing. That's so amazing. I love that because he just gets out there with them, and he's just a regular guy.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, anything that separates them, and just kind of just loving on these guys. Yeah. And I, you know, we see them in the airports, and you see them around town, and I just love to shake their hands, especially with my sons, you know, and say, hey, thank you for your service. Really appreciate it. And makes them feel so good. You know, it's nothing like your country being behind you. These guys are for us. I mean, they're the ones standing in the gap protecting freedom, and they come back home. They should be honored and respected. I'm so glad that we have this holiday. But, you know, as I was thinking about wounded warriors, it had me thinking as well about all the spiritual wounded warriors are kind of out there too, the brave men and women that are on the front lines of spiritual battle. You know, those that share the truth and those that stand for the truth. I mean, you have so many ministers today, and so many years have gone by. I mean, awesome men and women of God that have stood in the gap and have contended for God, have contended for the truth, who have waged serious battle with the enemy. I think about the ministers. I think about fathers and families of, you know, godly fathers who have stood for the truth, and mothers. I think about grandparents who've contended for God and for the truth and said, listen, we're going to raise our children up in the way of the Lord, and we're going to contend for the next generation that's going to come.
Right.
And we're going to lay a spiritual foundation that they can not only stand upon, but that they can expand and they can share with their children. This is how it happens. But, you know, it is a battle. It is a battle. If you haven't figured that out yet, you know, it is a battle. 2 Corinthians 10:3 says, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. In fact, the weapons that we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. And we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. You know, this is a spiritual. Ephesians 6 tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, right? But against principalities, rulers of darkness. And so the war is on, but God gives us victory. And so I want to encourage all the warriors, warriors for Christ, we're talking about spiritual warriors, to continue to stand for the truth, continue to stand for the word of God, continue to stand no matter what, and wear your scars as medals.
That's right.
Because the Lord is faithful. He is true. That's his name. The rider on the horse is faithful and true. Amen. And God can heal you and restore you and breathe a fresh wind and a fresh breath in you to continue to stand. When you have nothing else to do, you just stand. And it's amazing that you're holding a place. Sometimes we feel that, you know, am I doing it? Listen, you're holding a place. You've put a foothold down. You've put a marker down for truth and for God. And let me tell you something. There's a light that's casted right there.
Right.
So imagine that foothold no longer being there.
Right.
Be encouraged today. Stand for truth and continue to advance the kingdom of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.